all the clean. Why does Rabbi Elazar say in our Mishnah that gutter, whatever it is, once it's now attached to the ground, it's called part of the house, that it's included in the sale of the house? Not because it loses the shame kli right now, no. It's still called the kli right now. Because a new svara, when you sell the ayin yofa. That he owes the moicha, sells with a good eye. So he meant to include even these kalim also. But that's a svara mechira. But hilchas mikvah, it would pass on the mikvah. For Rabbon and Savri, no. Moicha b'yayin ra moicha. Rabbon hold on. There's less brisa that even though this rechayim, even though it's attached to the ground, but since it was chokak first was made into a kli, so it's not called part of the house. Even though later you attach it to the ground, it's not included in the sale. Maybe not because Rabbon say it's not part of the ground. Maybe it is part of the ground. It is part of the house. Just they hold, you sell b'yayin ra. So you can't bring any proof from here to hilchas mikvah. So you have no proof. Rabbi Elazar would be the man would not hold from this halacha by mikvah. So Mar says true, but v'yela Rabbi Elazar to kiveres devar. So maybe it's a different Rabbi Elazar that talks about taking off beehives on Shabbos. What's the halacha of a beehive? Is a beehive when it's attached to the tree is it called mechubah to the tree? That if you tear it off, you're doing an av malacha of toilish. You're pulling something off the tree, or maybe not. Shabbam says, Kiveres Devar means Mechuberesim Bekarka Batit. It's attached to the ground right now. You have a beehive. That's not done like this. Kiveres Devar, you have a beehive. Rabbi Elazar, why am I ready to karka? It has look like karka now. Since it's attached to the ground, it's called like karka. So Rashi says it means, Rashbam, Lechol Dovelius Niknes Bekesar Shad Chazoko. Liknes Akadim Atalton Nislo Prusbol. Kilu Karka. Even though really it itself is not karka, but now that you attach this biyav to the ground, it's called like karka. That you could sell it with kinyonic karka, you can write a prusbul. It says v'kaisnol a prusbul, you can write a prusbul. That's the law. You can only write up a prusbul snageya soon. To write a prusbul, somebody owes you money. You can only write up a prusbul if the loiva has property. So if the loiva only owns a kiveres devarim, a beehive, it's also called that he owns property, and therefore because of that alone, you could write up a prusbul. But the ainu makabelis, and also the ainu makabelis tumim taimai. It's not makabel tumah either, since it's called mechubel akarka. Anything that's mechubel akarka is not makabel tumah. The Rashbam says the ainu makabelis tumah zu hakiveres mkaima. The chivon of kiveres is akarka. It's attached to the ground. Yotzim ateres kli. It's not called the kli anymore. The gam hadvash shabatoicha. Even the honey that's inside the beehive is also ainu makabel tumah. The bottle agave kiveret, it all becomes bottle to the beehive itself. And therefore it's all called like mechubah lekaka, it's not mechubah tumah. But, v'haroidim emenu b'shabbos, let's say somebody now like cracks open the beehive and takes the honey out on Shabbos, yishno chayiv chatis, it's called like toilish. It's called up until now it was attached to the ground, it was attached, and you're like pulling it off the tree now. So you're being chayiv mishva toilish. Shabbam says, v'haroidim emenu, kishib emekleimu, it's in its place. It's like you're pulling it out of the ground. Alma, what do we see? The Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, chokaku olipsayf kavu kekarka mishavile. Because here this beehive, a beehive is something that first you formed it, and then you put it into the ground. And then the honeys came there, the bees came there to make the honey. But it was first a kli by itself. And then you attach it to the ground. So you see, according to Rabbi Elazar, once you attach it now to the ground, it's considered mamash like karka. And so far that on Shabbos, if you uproot it now, you're chayiv for toilish. So if hilchas mikvah, it should also be kosher then. If you have your gutter, your pipe, even though true, first you made it into a pipe. So first you made it into a kli. But now when you attach it to the ground, it should become like part of the ground, then it loses the shem kli, should not be called mayim shuvim anymore. So that's the proof that the Mibraisa before is not like Rabbi Elazar. The Chachom and the Chum say, ain't a karka know that this beehive, it was a kli by itself, even though now you attach it to the ground, nothing doing, it's not called karka, it's not nikna with kinyonic karka. V'yein kreisvan ola prusbul, if the loiva has no property, he only owns a beehive, nothing doing, the malva can't write a prusbul. O mekabelas tumma b'mekayma, even when this beehive is attached to the ground, it's not called kakak, it's makabel tumah. If a sheriff touches it, it's makabel tumah. The honey inside is makabel tumah, it's like a kli, and the inside is called an eichel. And the haroidim emenu b'shabbos, somebody pulls out the honey from this beehive on Shabbos, potter, he's potter. So here's the raya that the hilchos that the brisa about mikvah is not like Rebbe Eliezer. Yeah. Tomorrow says no. Maybe there's no proof again. I'll tell you, hosom over there, kidiyoma Rebbe Eliezer, the kidiyoma Rebbe Eliezer, time of the yoma Rebbe Eliezer, that might. This should be Shabbos. Hok yasinim. Shabbos says hosom Omar Rebbe Eliezer, my time of the Rebbe Eliezer. So it should, yes, it should be. That the Amar Rebbe Eliezer explained what's the reason of this. Last halacha Rebbe Eliezer shita. By Kiveris Devarim, why does he say it's called like Karkadami? My time of the Rebbe Eliezer. I'll tell you this new pasuk over here. Tachsid is a pasuk in Shmuel that says, Vayitzpol oiso the Yaras Hadvash. He like dipped it into Yaras Hadvash, the honey from the forest. So it says here the honey means the beehive. It's like a forest. It says, so, Maya, just like a forest. Hatulish Rimenu Bishabis Chayiv Chatis, whoever rips any branches off a forest, off the trees. His chayiv chatis on Shabbos is after vash. The same thing by taking honey out of the beehive. Haroidim emeno b'Shabbos chayiv chatis. If you take the honey out of the beehive on Shabbos, shnoi chayiv chatis. So the kids is not because Rebbe Eliezer holds all over that whatever mechub lekaka is really called the kaka dummy. Could it be like filchus mikvois? This pipe, once it was a pipe, even though now you put it into the ground, still it makes mayim shuvim. Still a pass of the mikvah. There's only a new aloha here by Yaras HaDvash, by a beehive. There's a new Gilu HaKroh. Since that's the way the honey grows, that's the way the bees make the honey, by using this beehive, and the beehive is on the ground, here it's a new aloha considered like it's growing out of the ground. But it's a special aloha, Shabbam says. There's a new special aloha why a beehive is called like attached to the ground. There's a new pasuk here. Vayit Poloisa Biyaras HaDvash. The Yonasan Ksiv. Or the Vash B'mokim Geduli Mari, where it grows over there. The Korah Layar. There the Pasuk calls it a forest. Therefore it's only called Kumachubar Neged to growing. Neged to a beehive. But not Neged to Mikvah, to this pipe where it was Chokak, was Saif Kavua. Could it be according to Rebbe Eliezer, it would still be called a pipe, and therefore maybe would pass on the Mikvah. So we have no right that this last Brisa can't go according to Rebbe Eliezer. So Mar says, true, El Aradi, you know which Rebbe Eliezer it is. Ela Rabbi Eliezer de Daf. It's Rabbi Eliezer that says a loch about a daf, about a board of a baker, a baker's board. Titznan, we learn like this. Daf shel nachtumim. A baker has a board, stand that he needs on. Rashi says, Rashbam, Nesta Rach of a wide board. Larach olav to get the dough ready. Velola shesa pass to knead the pass. So he has his long kneading board. Felinir, he learns who daf shekvu of a kaisel. No, it's a board that he has, a shelf that he has on the wall. Lita nola sapas limchor. Kain shaysam prava palter in shalonu. Bekoisel b'teim b'chutz. It's like a window, it's like a showcase. Because you have a little shelf there that after you bake your bread, you put out a few breads for show. That whoever wants to buy your bread, this is the way my bread looks. So that's what this nachtum has. Kids say it's a shelf, a board that a baker uses. It says aloha. Daf shel nachtumim, the board of the baker, daf shel nachtumim. All right, turn over. It says here, daf shel nachtumim, this board of the baker, shekovu v'koytel, that after you had the board, now you put it back into the wall, you nailed it down into the wall. So Rabbi Eliezer Mitahir, Eliezer says now this daf is not makabel tumor anymore. Once you nailed it down, you were kaveh to the wall. It's like part of the house right now. It's not called the kli anymore. Therefore, it's mitahir. Hashbam says the chol amachuba lekaka harerek kaka. It's called like kaka. It's not makabel tumor anymore. However, the chachomim mitamim. The chachomim say no, still it's mitame. It's not called bottle. Hashbam says the loy bottle agave kaka. This board, even though now you hung it up, you nailed it into the wall, so what? Now the fact you first smoothed out this board, that's like the mokum hollowing out a gutter. That here, since you smoothed out this board, and it's a wide board, and it's made to store things on it, even though it's like truth to cleates, still it's makabel tumah. Or midle maflik ben tiknum b'saif kovu ben kovu saif tiknum amr ab leza kil tor loish na chokma saif kovu loish na kovu saif chokaku. No matter what it is, any time you put this beam in the ground, in the wall, it's mechubal akarka, it's bottle to the karka. So that's the proof that the brayser before that said about mikvoyes, that if you have the pipe and later you put it into the ground, it's still called a pipe, it still makes the water mayim shuvim, is not like Rebbe Eliezer. Because here Rebbe Eliezer says clearly that this daf shonach tumim, once you kaveya b'koysel, right away it loses its din of a kli. It becomes bottle to the karka, it's not makabel tumah. So therefore, man, who does the brayse of the mikvah go like? E Rebbe Eliezer, if it goes according to Rebbe Eliezer, if so, afilu chokuku ulipseif kovu. According to Rebbe Eliezer, even though you have this pipe, that first you hollowed it out, you made it into a kli, and then you attach it to the ground, still it should be kosher for a mikvah. Because the ma'isa, now that it's attached to the ground, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's bottled to the karka. It's not makabel tumah, it doesn't have a shame kli. And here the brayse says clearly not like that. Here the brayse says clearly that sinra shechokuku ulepsayf kovu poisel at the mikvah. Here it says if you first hollowed out the pipe and then later you put it into the mikvah is poisel. So here you see clearly it's not like Rebbe Eliezer. E rabbonin, if you want to say the brayse goes according to rabbonin, then afilu kovu ulepsayf chokuku nami. According to rabbonin, no, even though you were first conveyed to the ground and then you hollowed it out, also, it should still be possible. Because the Rabbanan do not make any difference here. The Rabbanan say, Chom metamin, that is daf shonach tumim. And the Chom don't make any difference. Mashkar for the Chomim, even though first you took this board, and you were conveyor, you attached it to the wall. And after it's in the wall, then you smoothed it out. Then you made it into a kli. Still the Chom says, Mekabel tumah. You see, according to Chomim, even though first you attached it to the ground, but so what? If you go later and hollow it out, or smooth it out, make it into a kli, it's makabel tumah according to Rabbon. Said, so does Greiser, who does it go like? It's not like Rebbe Eliezer, it's not like the Chomim, who does it go like? Sumer says, no. Le'yaylam, really, I'll tell you, Rebbe Eliezer. Really, this Greiser, mikvoyis goes according to Rebbe Eliezer. And I'll tell you like this. I, according to Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer's mashman is... Says daf shonach tumim that once you kaveya lekoisel, even though it's first kokak, it becomes tor. And here the mikvah says by mikvois, if it was first kokak, it's still posel. I tell you the difference. Veshani pshute kliyets titume de rabbonon. Over here by this daf shonach tumim, it's a plain board. It has no base kibble. There's no inside to it. It's a flat board. So usually a pshita kliyets is tor midiraisa. It's only mikabel tumim with rabbanon here, where it's wide, that you could use it to store things on top of it. But it's only a tumim with rabbanon. So since it's only tumim with rabbanon, here Rebbe Eliezer holds that if you would, even though first you smoothed it out and made it into a kli, but later when you put it into the wall, it becomes bottled to the wall, it's not mikabel tumim anymore. Because the tumim is only with rabbanon. But over here, this tinur, that you make a real base kibble, you hollow it out, and you make mamish a good place to mekabel the water, that's called the real kli midiraisa. There it's mekabel tumah midiraisa. There he agrees that if you first made it into a kli,